We're on.
Okay.
Oh, we're almost done. I couldn't figure out how to unlock that damn door.
You didn't have the key. Still locked down there.
Oh,
that's not funny.
There's a sequence, and I finally gave up.
You have to hold it and do this.
Everybody's watching.
It's our message to the public.
And, you know, pressure.
Yeah. It took a while. The last time it took me about 10 minutes. Then, of course, I forgot.
It's a thing that I hate those kind of laws.
To an automatic voice message system. 484802.
Do you guys have agendas?
Did
anyone give you guys agendas?
At the tone, please record.
You got extras?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't find them. I was
that's
looking
not
today.
Agenda.
Oh, that's. I understand.
Yeah.
This? Just this making sure she didn't drop something on for us.
Agenda.
Nope.
You have an agenda too?
Yeah, we have those.
I don't.
Oh.
You have the agenda.
I'll take one.
We'll share it.
You don't even have to share.
Thank you.
You got it again.
That's all.
It's on. Both are on.
Funny.
I tried to call. I guess. Try one more time.
Try it one more time, and then
I'm with you. Yes, I know.
Denise has a good operation going on over here. Let me tell you. Man, she's organized. Wow.
Oh, she's good. She's good.
Your call has been forwarded to
him. Okay, you gave it the college try, as they say.
I certainly gave it the try.
You got witnesses, too.
I'm just making sure to make sure I got the number. I'm.
Do we need her for a quorum? No.
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 Let's see. I got it here. Let's see if I'm...
Here it is. I'll make sure I got the right number. 484-8029. I did it twice.
Okay.
She might just be in the
office. Have a signed office?
Yes. You will.
And is your address? She even filled in your address.
Yep. Our side.
9189. Yeah. Okay. Go. Let's get these in here. Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a holdover, so I'm going to call the meeting to order, and I'm going to read the public notice, even though it says by the board secretary. I'll do it by the board attorney. This is the January 6, 2020 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than Friday prior to the meeting. And let me just put board attorney up here. I want to note for the record that before the meeting started, I swore in Mr. Glazer as alternate number two, I got to take very good notes for Denise because she's going to be doing, hopefully she'll be able to do minutes off of my notes and not have to go to the tape, but Thomas M. Kochanowski and Denise, if you are listening to this recording, you had A.
Small thing. Their roll call includes Sam Mardini.
Yeah, I saw that too, instead of me. So I got the subtle message.
Yeah, that's a cut.
Who's a class 3 member. And
I'm missing someone else. That's shy.
Kevin Sumay. A class 4 member. Okay, I'm now going to call the roll. Oh, this is great. Butcher absent. Higgins here. Glazer here. Kildorf absent. I throw you off. Kochanowski's here. Kleinhans is here. Mardini, we take him off. Scheich is absent. Sumay is here. And who is
Mr. Lazarus?
It's like my first day or what?
Look at that. Chopped liver. Lazarus here. Okay, are there any nominations for chairperson?
It would be my pleasure and honor to nominate our past chairperson, Mr. Sumay.
I'll second that.
Does anyone have any other nominations? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Congratulations, Mr. Sumay. The meeting's yours. I give up the gavel.
Tom did.
Yes, I
thank you.
We now have nomination for a vice chairperson.
I'll nominate Ms. Kleinhans.
I'll second that.
Okay. Any other nominations?
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
There you go. Congratulations.
You had your chance to oppose.
So you were first,
thought about it.
And you were second. Everybody else was.
And then we're going to do the vice chairperson pro temp, which is kind of like the vice.
Right?
I'm going to nominate Bill Glazer.
Okay. This has to be a class 4 member, not an alternate, not a class 1, not a class 2, not a class 3. So who do we have left as class 4 members?
Lazarus.
I'll nominate John.
Mm-hmm. Lazarus.
Second.
I'll nominate Sam Mardini. Sorry.
All in favor?
Any other nominations? If not, all in favor? Yep.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Another unanimous.
That's Kevin and Tom.
Kevin
did the nomination.
Kevin was the nomination.
Yeah, I seconded it.
Excellent.
He
had a real new house right there.
But his firm is still on.
Yeah, that's okay.
So next we have.
Make sure that Ms. Kleinhans is set.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll do that every vote now.
We need that. Next up, we have the experts and professionals. Should I go through each one, John, and name them? Probably should.
Yes, and then you could do a motion for everyone. But let's just go down to item 7.
Right. Brian Bosenberg has retired. He told us that last year.
Right.
So it's now here.
And the guy at his office, Jim Mazzucco, who's done a bunch of work with Brian, we're suggesting to stay with that office and go with Jim.
Correct.
So that's the only
real change on here.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So if we don't like one of these people halfway through, can we?
Well, put it this way.
Change it?
The way to do it is, you don't get rid of them. You add somebody else, and then use the other person.
That's okay.
And something new this year that I will mention. You don't see it on this, but on the resolutions appointing them, mm-hmm. there is a not to exceed amount for the from the CFO.
Mm-hmm.
It was looked at the last, I think, 4 or 5 years and averaged and put a little buffer. And clearly that if we needed to go more because we had a big case, because a lot of this is escrow, we would just do an amendment to it.
Yep.
But just in the fullness mm-hmm. of disclosure, that's, I think, okay, prudent controls. So that being said, do you want me to, the attorney is Jonathan Drill, conflict attorney Jay Bone, engineering experts Kathy Marcelli and Larry Plevier, traffic expert Kathleen Marcelli, lighting expert Jason Harkins, planning experts Joseph Burgess and Tom Behrens, landscape architect Jim Mazzucco, conflict landscape architect John Morgan Thomas, environmental expert Jeffrey Keller, geology and hydrology expert Matthew Mulhill, board stenographer Jackie Clapp, secretary provided by the township Denise Villardo, newspapers for publication of notices, the Harnan County Democrat, the Star Ledger.
Did we print the Star Ledger?
We
faxed.
Oh, we fax to them, right? Yeah, they don't put
and,
the notice.
And they're because right. they're a daily. There's some value
right.
in having them.
That's right. Yep.
Are the
screen is short notice meeting?
It looks like the professionals and the newspapers are two separate things, right?
You have an obligation.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that,
which is
you do the staff, mm-hmm. which is employees,
right.
but it's staff. It's professionals and non-professionals. For example, the board stenographer is technically not a professional, but it's
right.
staff, and the board secretary is
right.
technically, so staff. I would do a motion for 1 to 12,
mm-hmm.
and then hold off on 13 because we have to add a number 14, which I'll tell you about.
Okay.
Okay.
So is there a motion for those 1 to 12?
The appointments.
Appointments from the attorney down through the secretary.
So move. Oh. Second.
So Ms. Kleinhans and Mr. Lazarus, roll call.
Roll call. Oh, Ms. Butcher, she's not here. Mr. Bill Glazer.
Yes.
Yes. Mayor John Higgins.
Yes.
Myself, Sue Kleinhans. Yes. Mr. Tom Kochanowski.
Yes.
Mr. John Lazarus.
Yes.
Mr. Kevin Semay.
Yes.
The motion is carried.
Okay, now, there's item 13 is the newspaper for publication.
We're professionals. We're doing 11 and 12. We did 11 and 12.
You did 1 through 12,
okay, right.
all staff.
Professionals
okay.
and staff, you said.
Right. So item 13 is self-explanatory.
Yes.
Now, if you flip to the next page, mm-hmm. item E and item F are really two more resolutions that would be on this chart. So I'm going to say item E is really number 15, item F is number 16. Item 14, which is not on there, is the delegation of authority to make completeness determinations and waivers.
Mm.
And what the board has done the past, I'm going to say, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
This board started off just historically for our new member. The board would determine completeness and waivers on applications.
Mm-hmm.
And completeness, cost the applicant money to come here just for completeness, and it just wastes the board time. And so the board first delegated completeness to the board engineer and the board secretary working together, and then if there was a waiver, it came to the board. And then last year, you guys in the Board of Adjustment took it a step further, and you said, you know what? Completeness, the board secretary can do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a waiver, you delegated it to Kathy, the board engineer, and said that if someone disagreed with her,
mm-hmm.
then they could come to the board to basically have her overruled
mm-hmm.
if they want. And that has seemed, in my opinion anyway, to work out really well mm-hmm. with both boards saving time and money. Just so you know, you guys haven't had anyone come here. The Board of Adjustment has, because Kathy knowing, right, if Kathy grants a waiver,
mm-hmm.
the MLUL, it's NJSA 40:55D-10.1.
Mm-hmm.
That's the waiver provision, and that says the board can grant one or determine completeness, or a subcommittee, or the board can delegate it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it says if a waiver is granted, you can't then ungrant it. So say Kathy grants a waiver,
right.
or even say the board granted a waiver, and then the applicant comes in and say, let's say that the waiver granted was a traffic study. And then the applicant comes in, and lo and behold, it's like, oh, boy, you know, we want a traffic study. You can ask for the traffic study, but you can't then tell them they're not complete. So the way, so Kathy, knowing this, she has to feel really comfortable granting a waiver. If she's on the fence on it, she'll deny it so that the person will come to the board, because she doesn't want to grant one when she knows it can't be ungranted, even though you can ask for the information anyway and you don't have to grant the application, but it just complicates things. Mm-hmm. Now, you haven't had that situation. Like I said, the Board of Adjustment had one situation. So, again, my recommendation is, I mean, I caught this over the weekend. I gave it to Denise, but obviously because she's not here, it didn't make it onto here. But I prepared the resolution, assuming that you guys would vote to delegate completeness to the board secretary and waivers to the board engineer. I know it's a long explanation, but I wanted to give the history and tell you exactly, mm-hmm. you know, how it worked and how it was working. So if people are all right with that, you could do 13. We're going to call 14, delegation of completeness and waivers. Item E would be number 15, approval of the 2020 meeting calendar. And item F would be 16, approval of the 2020 rules and regulations, which basically are the same 2019, because no one has had any suggestions for revisions. Right. A couple of years ago, you know, we went for a couple of years, a revision here, a revision there, and now, like, the smoke is cleared, everything's settled, and it looks like this form of rules is going to be the third year with no revisions.
Except the dates.
Except the dates.
So can we do 13, 14?
E and F together.
13, 14.
Well, now you got to hold up on G and H. But 13, 14, 15, 16, right. 13, 14, E and F could be one motion to
approve those.
Designate the newspapers. Delegate completion and waivers, approve the 2020 meeting calendar, approve the 2020 rules and regulations, and all someone's got to do is make a motion to do all that.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Lazarus and Mr. Glazer, roll call, please.
Let me see. Mr. Glazer.
Yes.
Mayor Higgins.
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhan. Yes. Mr. Kochanowski.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus.
Yes.
And Mr. Semey.
Yes.
Motion is carried.
Thank you. Vouchers, I don't believe there are any.
I don't see any here.
So, yes. So, this is a free meeting.
Right, none.
Now we have meeting minutes December 16th. I don't recall.
Really? I think we didn't get all right, so look, we'll do it
read them quickly. There was a meeting. Or did we not want to do that?
All right. Listen. 7:20. They're very short. You want to read them?
They were short. Didn't do much of that meeting, remember?
Okay.
Well, you're reading. I'm going to sure the restroom. I'll be right.
Yeah, I'll take a few minutes.
Should I put it on pause? Are we taking a recess?
You want to recess and read the minutes and then come back in?
We could. I'll note for the record, there's nobody from the public here. So, let's take a five-minute recess.
All right.
We're back on the record.
Back on. Yep.
So the meeting minutes from December 16, 2019 have been reviewed.
As revised to reflect that the meeting minutes
from November 18th have to be changed to. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So it should be November 18th.
To reflect, instead of the meeting minutes of tonight being approved, the meeting minutes of November 18th last month. The minutes tonight will reflect those were last month's were approved last month.
Right. What he said.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with my words.
I move for approval.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Glazer and Mr. Lazarus.
So, all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed or abstained?
I need to abstain.
Right, if you weren't here.
It's just Bill, Kevin and I, right?
Yep. How many yeses do we have?
Three.
Three. All three. Mm-hmm.
One, two, three, and how many abstentions?
Three.
Three.
Three. Got there.
Three is enough to approve, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No resolutions, no communications, any reports worth sharing, council?
Yeah, just, it was a fairly, I mean, it was, you know, a reorg meeting, but I would just note that we've shifted some responsibilities in the zoning department. Planning Board Secretary will now be the zoning official, and former zoning official, Mr. Sylvia, will be the assistant zoning official. Denise and her shop will probably supplement her talents with some additional hours on the part of a person. We're going to, you know, somehow or other, we'll choose somebody to work with her. And they'll issue the new permits. That'll be an in-house, in-the-office kind of thing. Tom will do zoning enforcement. He'll be the roadie. So, and at the same time, we've shifted. We took the initial permitting out of Tom's shop, and we're taking now, since we want to outsource cutting grass, use our DPW people for roads, which certainly need attention. So we'll do, we'll mow the parks and such with outside providers, and Tom will become Parks and Recreation. So he'll watch what's going on with the outsourced mowing people. And we'll put that whole thing together during the first quarter, so we have contracts and costs and everything that's in place. Okay. At the appropriate point in time.
Good. Ordinance subcommittee, nothing. Open space.
Do we need to form an ordinance subcommittee again?
I guess. Probably should form it. There were a couple things that we
talked about doing that we didn't do.
I know.
Yeah.
Are there any volunteers for an ordinance subcommittee?
Volunteer. John was on the class.
I'll volunteer for some role.
So Bill and John, how many can we have? Three.
Three.
I'll go through.
You want to do it? Okay. And John. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Congratulations, Ordinance Subcommittee. open space. Anybody have open space?
They met, but Councilman Switlick is the delegate of open space. I don't think anything particular of note happened.
They're clearing trails and things.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Is that new trail up by Forum?
By the park. Coran to Brad to
Pybridge.
Beaver Brook. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is cool.
Environmental did meet same night as the council. They agreed on an emission statement. It's short and sweet. I don't remember it. It's something about advising Clinton Township on water, air, land.
There was no motion.
Pretty good.
This one, right?
They're
we voted unanimously, but there was no motion.
For the ordinance,
yeah, we have to.
There's a farm dump on Prospect Farm, and they're going to ask the town to look at potentially picking it up. It's just some tires and junk.
So we just dumped along the way.
Long time ago.
Oh, okay.
It's been there. It's just, you know, so.
These guys are the cleanup of.
They got involved because Open Space wanted to see if they could ask. Boy Scouts, and the concern was you don't want people going on there who shouldn't necessarily be picking things up, and so the township is knows what to do in these cases and has done it at Windy, so
that was it.
And then they are going to come forward with some proposals on bag ordinance, plastic ordinances, even though, you know, from my perspective, just wait. Because the state and many other towns are doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have the big box stores, you know,
right.
Franklin and Reddington do more, but that's an area that they're of keen interest. So that's
okay.
Technically, we need a motion to appoint the three people to the ordinance subcommittee. Mm-hmm. So can someone make that into a motion and give us the names of the three people?
Yeah, I'll make the motion to appoint Mr. Glazer, Mr. Lazarus, and Mr. Higgins.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed or abstained?
Okay. Now, before you go to adjournment, I would like to add an item to the agenda. I'd like someone to make a motion to go into closed session to discuss two things that are somewhat related. The first is our pending affordable housing declaratory judgment appeal. Mm-hmm. which is being argued tomorrow by me in the appellate division, and to obtain attorney-client privilege legal advice from me regarding the status of our affordable housing projects, where confidentiality is required for me to exercise my duties as a lawyer. If you can leave this chicken scratch, there's a motion. It starts there, and then you got to follow the arrows. If you need me to vote, I will. So can someone say, you know, make a motion what he said? If you want to repeat that?
I'll make a motion to go into closed session to discuss pending affordable housing appeal to obtain
attorney-client privilege legal advice
of
regarding the status
and status of all projects of where
affordable housing, that's an AH.
Oh, affordable housing projects where
confidentiality is required for the attorney to exercise his duties as a lawyer. I can read it across the room.
Okay. What he said. I make that motion.
Second.
All in favor? I'm doing it easier
aye.
For you.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstain?
No. Okay. And
what's the second?
Minutes of the closed sessions
will be
after
released after it's a
conclusion, total conclusion of the affordable housing litigation and any and all appeals.
Correct.
So I'm pausing.
Motion. Get a motion to come and close back in open. That's recorded. Can you make that motion again?
I'll make it. What was it? I make a motion to close.
To come out of close back.
Come out of closed session.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed or abstain?
Nope.
We're back broadcasting.
Okay.
Anything else anyone has? If not, motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good evening.
Bill.
Joking.
And then Tom, too.
I got a fair amount done in an hour.
Yeah.
Stop recording. Actually, 50 minutes and 21 seconds.